From infancy on up, blacks and other minorities die from preventable illnesses at a dramatically higher rate than whites. It's long been the case, so authors at the journal Health Affairs are calling for immediate, tangible action to close the gaps. NPR's Rachel Jones has more.
Former U.S. Surgeon General David Satcher begins his article in Health Affairs with some positive, big-picture statistics. Disparities in housing, education, and income for blacks have decreased significantly since 1960. There have even been some positive health statistics. For example, more black women are getting pap smears and breast exams. Satcher is now interim president of the Morehouse School of Medicine. He says that after analyzing the mortality rates for blacks and whites between 1960 and 2000, he's convinced that equality in health care must become a major civil rights issue.
We have a lot of work to do in this country, and the fact that we tolerate a system of health care that leaves so many people out and that those numbers are growing every day is just unthinkable.
The numbers are stark. Infant mortality for black babies is 2.5 times higher than for whites. Black men and women's lives are nearly a decade shorter than whites. Their diabetes rates are 30% higher, and the cancer death rate is 34% higher. Overall, Satcher estimates that more than 83,000 excess deaths for blacks could be prevented each year if health disparities were aggressively targeted. The journal attributes these persistent disparities to a triple whammy for communities of color in the U.S. They have significantly less access to basic care. The care they do get is of lower quality, and their neighborhoods are poorer. Risa Leviso-Mori is president of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. She says those factors are a barrier to shrinking the health gap.
When you look at the number of grocery stores, the number of parks where they can get physical activity, the availability of choices that will allow them to be healthy, those communities have a deficit of those kinds of opportunities.
Another problem is the lack of thorough data based on race and ethnicity. Federal health agencies have been trying to track health outcomes based on race in recent years, but private healthcare organizations have been slow to follow suit because they believe the process would cost too much or that members would balk.
Our experience proved us wrong.
Patricia Hassett is vice president and chief of staff at Aetna Incorporated. The insurance company decided to start tracking its health data by race and ethnicity in 2002. Hassett says that when members were asked to provide racial data, 80% complied.
We are putting the data to work in breast care management programs, in African-American preterm delivery, in African-American hypertension, and in a number of our disease management programs.
Researchers say this type of coordinated effort involving health policy, the private sector, and increased cultural competency for healthcare professionals will be crucial in making a dent in persistent health disparities. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.